Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Time once again on 4HI for Q&A. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Michael.
Now, mate, a listener who has heard your warnings to property investors that if Labor wins the next federal election, he asked your opinion of the likelihood of Labor winning the next election.
Mick, more important than my opinion is the polls, and they say that Labor will be our next federal government.
Okay, Steve, if Labor do get in, what effect will it have on residential property investors?
Until Labor's final policies are announced, we're in the dark, but they have made it clear that it is their intention to deter residential property investors in the misguided belief that an absence of property investors will make more homes available for first home buyers.
Yeah, I understand. Why do you say misguided, though?
The main result of having less investors is less houses available for rent, with subsequent increase in rental prices. This in turn will make it harder for renters to save for the deposit on their first home.
Yeah, Steve, do you have any basis for this claim?
Yes, Mick. In the mid-1980s, Paul Keating abolished negative gearing, and within 12 months, rents in Sydney increased by 60%.
60%? What happened then?
Well, the government had not appreciated the amount of rental housing provided by the private sector, and it pushed the waiting list for public housing out so far, Mick, it still has not recovered.
So what did Mr. Keating do then to address the problem that he had created?
Well, to save face, rather than reintroduce negative gearing, but to get investors back into the residential market, he allowed investors to depreciate the cost of a new building at 4% for 25 years.
And did that work?
Partially, but not enough. Investors said, Paul, we like this 4% depreciation, but we still want negative gearing before we come back into the market.
Uh-huh. And did Paul Keating listen?
Yeah. In less than 2 years, he reintroduced negative gearing, but dropped the 4% building depreciation from 4% to 2.5%.
So after all this, the investors ended up better off with negative gearing back plus 2.5% new building depreciation.
Yes, Mick. So you'd think that by now they would have learned the lesson.
So what happened to the investors who had negatively geared properties before 1985?
No effect at all, Mick, and the same applies now. So, like, in other words, if you do something now, whatever Labor bring in, it will have no effect.
So, Steve, if your clients are set up before the next federal election, they'll be okay.
Yeah, mate, yeah. So, look, Mick, I urge listeners that are interested in buying investment properties in Brisbane or setting up a self-managed super fund to contact my office as soon as possible for a cost-free, obligation-free appointment.
And the way to do that is ring 4987 7567 or simply Google Steve Taylor, go to the Contact Us page and all the information will drop down for you.
Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome, Steve.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.